USA Radio News with John.
The White House and some of its Republican allies in the Senate are signaling that they would like to extend, at least temporarily, a $600 per week expanded jobless benefit that has helped keep families and the economy afloat during the COVID-19 pandemic. Republicans have been fighting to trim back the $600 jobless benefit in the next coronavirus package, but President Donald Trump suggested they could accept keeping the full $600 benefit for the moment. The president said, "We want temporary extension of enhanced unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs to the pandemic, and it has to be a substantial amount." Democrats are rejecting a piecemeal approach, saying the next relief bill needs to move as a complete package. Talks on the relief bill are at a standstill with few reasons for optimism, despite a sweeping agreement among Washington's top power players that Congress must pass further relief in the next coming days or weeks. This is USA Radio News.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs.
No more that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.